Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me.
Welcome to the Ninja Forums Meet the Team miniseries. Today I'm joined by the social engineering, video making, content creating, builder of arcade machines and homemade video games, our very own Ninja John.
Thanks, buddy. I like that. That was nice.
All right. Question number one. What is your favorite video game of all time?
Oh, Lord. Actually, that's easier to answer than I thought it was going to be. It is Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time for the Nintendo 64. It's one of those that I can even hear the music for it, and I'm immediately taken back to, like, you know, middle school days of playing that on the N64.
Awesome.
Love it.
All right. Question number two. If you could live anywhere in the world without money being a factor, where would it be?
Probably Tokyo or Okinawa. When I was in the military, I spent quite a bit of time in Japan and absolutely fell in love with the culture, the people, the place in general. The food is probably the most important factor there for me personally, having an insatiable appetite for things like sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, I would love to sample some Japanese sushi.
Definitely somewhere in Japan.
Cool. All right. Question number three. If you could sit down for an hour with one figure from all of human history, who would it be?
Ooh. You know, hearkening back to my childhood, I always had a very piqued curiosity for Bruce Lee, and I grew up with a lot of, like, action flicks, kung fu flicks. Bruce Lee was always, like, kind of my go-to as far as those, and it only developed more so when I found out about his, like, personal philosophies and how, as I got into exercise at a very young age and then led into my martial arts career at the time, I just always really looked up to his way of life and how he saw things and how he performed in a physical manner. So, yeah, Bruce Lee.
Awesome. All right. Number four, what is your biggest day-to-day motivator?
My son, hands down. I found new meaning in life. I found ultimate meaning in life when I had my son, who is now at this time of recording this 3 years old. And yeah, I mean, he motivates me. I love my job. I love my wife. But my son is like the ultimate motivator for anything that I do.
Understandable. Number five, what is your biggest fear?
Spiders. Definitely spiders.
Definitely spiders.
Yeah, so bad so that recently when I saw one on my back porch light, I went all Sigourney Weaver aliens and took a aerosol can and a grill lighter and torched the guy into oblivion.
Flamethrower treatment.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that they're a valuable part of the ecosystem, but just I can't sleep with that knowing that that's around my house. It was huge.
Okay. Number six. If you had to choose, would you rather fight one horse-sized hamster or 20 hamster-sized horses?
I'm going to go with one horse-sized hamster, because at least I just have one enemy, like one combatant to go after. And I can find a way to bring them down, is what I'm thinking, especially if there's like anything lying around. If not, just go for the jugular. But if I'm fighting 20, that's rough. You know, numbers are the enemy at that point.
Avoid the swarm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you could be one video game character complete with their powers, who would you choose?
Oh, you know, I really love Hideo Kojima, his series Metal Gear Solid. And so I'd probably go for Solid Snake. He's rough, he's grizzled, he's tough. Yeah, I mean, I like Solid Snake.
Awesome. Metal Gear was very cool. All right. Number eight. If you could be one DC or Marvel hero, who would you be?
Ooh, this one's a little tougher for me. I grew up a DC kid, but the older I get, the more I lean Marvel side of things. Oh, man, everyone wants to say Batman, right?
Like, of course.
Everyone wants to say Batman, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be typical. I'm not going to say Batman. So once again, I'm going to lean towards Marvel. It would be an X-Men. It would be, the immediate ones that come to mind are like Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Gambit. But you know, that Cajun guy, Gambit, he's always had a smooth talk and he's got a cool power. I love the bow staff. I'm going Gambit.
Doesn't he throw the exploding playing cards?
Exploding playing cards, yeah.
Awesome. Number nine, what is the average airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
You know, it's been a long time since I've watched Monty Python. You know, I don't remember what the correct answer was.
Is there a correct answer?
I don't know if there even was a correct answer.
African or European was what got it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But man, it's been way too long since I've seen that movie. So I'm going to say three.
Three.
Or 42. It's going to depend on if it's African or European.
Three or 42.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are completely scientifically derived figures,
yep.
I'm sure.
Picked right from my brain pan.
All right. For our next highly scientific question, If advanced cybernetics were a thing, would you take a bionic arm or an Inspector Gadget hat helicopter?
Oh, man. You know, I really like things like Deus Ex and Blade Runner and whatnot. So I'm kind of all for that future, that grim, dark future of like cybernetics and whatnot. So I would hands down take the arm.
Sweet. Okay. Do it. I was thinking more like old school bionic commando when I wrote the question, but Deus Exes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What is one of the most memorable moments of your life, good or bad?
Oh, man, that's like a gut punch. Yeah, I could take this down a dark road, but I'm feeling, let's keep it uplifted, right?
Yeah.
So I would say the birth of my son was definitely.
Okay.
And, you know, in a way, it was simultaneously, it was also one of the scariest moments because we almost lost my wife in her giving birth. I won't go into details, but, you know, she's fine. She's alive. She's good.
Cool.
So it was scary, but also, like, I got my, you know, little mini-me best friend out of that. So, yeah.
Yes.
Birth of son.
Okie doke. Number 12. You angered the gods and are cursed to spend the rest of your life as an animal, but you get to pick which animal. Which do you choose?
Are you like writing my biography? Like, how did you know, Clay?
This is one of those choose your own adventure things.
How did you know? So I need to choose my own animal that I'm cursed to live as, right?
Yes.
Wolf, hands down.
Wolf, okay.
Yep, gray wolf.
All right. If your name wasn't John, what would it be?
I play, historically, I've played pen and paper RPGs. I've played a lot of video game RPGs, MMOs, and anytime I have a character, like my go-to name is Merrick. M-A-I-R-I-K, which is it's a Celtic Gaelic name because with my Irish descent, I really like Gaelic names. That's why my son's name is Oren. So yeah.
Valid.
My name, if I had to choose one that was not John, Merrick.
Alrighty. Couple of easy ones here. What is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Hands down, Blade Runner. Easy.
Blade Runner.
Yep.
Very good.
Blade Runner.
Okay.
Director's cut.
Good pick. What's your favorite website? Ninja Forms not being a valid answer.
Favorite website? That's it would have to be giantbomb.com. That's kind of like my go-to. They're pretty much the only video game news outlet. It's not even news at this point. It's more infotainment. And I frequent them just for an easy listen, a good chuckle. You know, that's
okay.
Giantbomb.com.
All right. You have quite a few tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to get another tattoo right now on me, what would you get?
Yeah, I'm getting the tattoo on you?
No. No, tattoo on you.
Okay.
Cost is on me. I am subsidizing the cost of this tattoo.
I get you.
So money is not a factor. Have to get another tattoo right now.
I've,
what do you get?
I've really been contemplating getting another tattoo here recently. I want to do something, hearkening to the other side of my family, the Norwegian side, I want to do some kind of rune affectation aesthetic. On the arm that's predominantly tattooed anyways. So I'm working towards filling it up and eventually going full sleeve.
Okay.
But yeah, something runic.
Sweet.
For sure.
Alrighty. You served for quite a few years in the Navy.
Correct.
What
Submariner.
Submariner.
Uh-huh.
Not a submariner, but a submariner.
Submariner.
Submariner. Okay. What was your favorite part of what you did during your time there?
The travel, which, once again, the food. The travel equals food. I liked meeting new people from other cultures. That's always a high in my life, is meeting people and understanding their way of life. But the travel, which led to the food, was kind of the highlight. That was the numero uno.
Well, that leads perfectly into the next question then. What was the coolest place you visited while you were with the Navy?
Oh, the easy answer would be to say Japan. But if I dig a little deeper, I'm going to say where I took my shore leaves all the time, which was Thailand.
Thailand.
Yeah, Thailand. Once again, the food. Having a Muay Thai martial arts background, I would go there to see, you know, real Thailand Muay Thai fights and talk to the locals and get more in touch with that side of things. So yeah, Thailand.
Number 19.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a question, but I can put a question mark at the end of it if it hurts your OCD.
That's fair. That's fair.
You recently built an arcade machine.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I was going to build it from absolute scratch, like wood and everything. But then I found a nice little company out of Georgia that does their own, basically, cabinets. So I ordered it from them, recroommasters.com. Super cool guys, really efficient, very nice cabinets. And I gutted out a old high-end PC for me, right? It used to be my gaming PC. Gutted it out, installed it in the cabinet, got everything running on my ROM sets. Totally legally owned ROM sets of arcade games, by the way. And built it out from there, threw in a LCD TV, nice one, and got a nice custom joystick board set. So for any arcade gaming goodness, up to two players, I mean, I'm rolling. It's my son and I's kind of like go-to afternoon, evening, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes here and there, just, you know, going at whatever random game we can, pull up.
That has got to be fantastic to have sitting around the house.
It's awesome. It was a dream. It was like a childhood, like a wish fulfillment thing, right? Kind of a bucket list item. Like, idealistically, I was always like, oh, I'd love to have an arcade cabinet. I probably never will, but thanks to owning my own house and finding out about Rec Room Masters, that dream was able to come to fruition a little sooner than I thought.
That is really cool. All right, number 20. This isn't a question either. Sorry.
Okay.
You recently rewrote the 8-bit classic Mario game to star the Ninja Forms Ninja. It's really cool. Tell us about that.
So I got this weird thing about me where I really like retro games. I'm a big guy when it comes to nostalgia.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I really like nostalgia, and I was sitting there thinking one day, contemplating, like, hey, I wonder how NES games were created. And I found out, it was 6502 assembly. And then I went down the next logical path, like, okay, Mario, we'll take the numero uno back then, what resurged the video game industry after the Atari collapse of the game industry. How was Mario written? So I reverse engineered it after teaching myself assembly, and I decided, hey, like, I guess this is the next logical step for most people, but for me it was, I wonder if I can rebuild Mario from the ground up. And I wonder if I can rebuild it from the ground up using my own assembly code and also incorporating our ninja mascot. That came to fruition, and I was obsessively doing this project for like a solid 2 months. Even took vacation time at the time, took a week off, pretty much to solely work on this. And once again, I would say the next logical step, but it is not the most logical step for most people. I decided I wanted to do this as like a full package, like gift to the team. And so I made 15 reproduction cartridges, including soldering circuit boards, installing the ROM sets from the ground up, and then also doing like custom packaging, so like cases and cover art, and then a manual with like full introduction to the world, which included a ton of art. So it was a huge project, but that's pretty much the gist of it. My OCD took over, and the scope creep was real.
Yeah, and to be clear, you just didn't just replace Mario with the Ninja Forms Ninja, but all of the enemies
everything.
And boss
yeah.
fights.
Every single enemy, every backdrop, color palettes, like, I mean, you name it. It's basically an entire new game at that point.
All right. You have answered your 20 questions.
All right.
But
success.
It will come as no shock to realize that there is a bonus question, given that you've surprised all of us with a bonus question of your own.
Imagine that.
All right. So here it is.
Hey, wait, is this the part where it's a bonus round?
Bonus round.
I like it.
Yes,
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You wake up and find yourself in the middle of Rome, circa 100 CE.
Okay.
You have a silver 1980 model DeLorean, an iPod with the complete Bon Jovi discography, and 100 pounds of fireworks. What do you do?
You know, I would want to be, and I have knowledge of the future, right, where I came from.
Of course.
Oh, man, I would really want to be, that's a cool time to live, too. I would want to end up being like some kind of crazy influencer. Like, I think I would try and lean into the fact that I'm a man from the future. Maybe try and subtly guide things, like not necessarily change huge things, but guide some things here and there and try and make the world a better place to when we get back to what we are now.
Okay.
That would be my, yeah, I want to be an influencer. I don't want to like walk about and be like, oh, I'm a witch or a god or anything like that, but I would want to be like a prime influencer and see if I can make things.
You're going to shape the future.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Not too much.
But not utilizing the Bon
no,
Jovi discography.
I mean, absolutely be using that. Like, I mean, that's, when you said that, that's like my prime go-to. Actually, the DeLorean would be the thing I would set aside, and I would be going for the music route. Like, how could they not respect me with that discography? Like, this is what the future brings.
Well, that's all I've got. So now is the point of the interview where I get to rate your performance.
Oh, man. Okay.
Drum roll, hereby give you 99 out of 100 aardvarks for your exceptionally well-spoken answers. One aardvark was docked completely arbitrarily.
Okay.
Because reasons.
That's fair. That's really, I appreciate your honesty.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening. And of course, thank you for supporting Ninja Forms. For John, we are over and out.
Bye guys. Thank you so much for listening.